Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Hey folks, so glad you could join me today. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend and are gearing up for a good week. A lot of you know my journey. I practiced law in Maryland for 45 years and a couple of years ago relocated to North Carolina to beautiful Pinehurst. Love it here. What a gorgeous place. And when I did that, I transitioned out of the full-time practice of law. I'm still of counsel to my firm. And I realized I had such a passion for helping lawyers, particularly in the area of burnout. And that's why I started my newsletters on LinkedIn, and many of you subscribe to them. I have about 3,000 subscribers, and I do a weekly newsletter on various topics relating to burnout, stress, productivity, you name it. Anything that I think can be of support to you. And I started this podcast a little bit over 2 years ago in February of 22. And my purpose in doing it was to get as much helpful information out to you all as I can, because I realize how terribly difficult the practice of law is. And it's such an important profession. And so many of you are so talented and so dedicated, but yet frustrated. And so I know the viewership of this podcast has grown geometrically over time. So many of you listen to it now and support it, and I appreciate that. And if you can, I would love it if you like the podcast to give me a rating and review, because it helps a podcast to be seen by others. And also, if you don't follow the podcast, click the follow button so you'll get the episodes downloaded as soon as they're dropped. Every Monday, I have a solo episode. Every Thursday, I have a guest episode. And share it with your friends. If you have a lawyer who is having a difficult time, share the podcast with him or her. Maybe it will be of help to them. And there are a lot of good episodes that go back a way, so look for topics that might be helpful to you. I also wrote my first book called Breaking Free and released it in December. And if you haven't checked it out, you may really like it. I talk about the 12 prisons of our mind, such things as perfectionism and self-doubt and overwhelm and worrying about the future. And I talk about the 12 tools to unlock those prisons. And it's a very handy reference to have on your desk when you have a day where you're struggling with something. And today I want to tackle that terribly important topic of burnout and the lack of wellness in our profession. Because we have one of the worst records for wellness, really, of any profession there is. So let me begin with this quote by B.D. Sharma. There's no doubt that health is wealth. A wealthy man with poor health is worse than a poor man with good health. And isn't that true? To what end, if we make a lot of money and we work really hard and we struggle with diabetes or heart problems or, heaven forbid, suffer a stroke? But I've seen that happen all too often. And while I haven't seen it, I've certainly heard of lawyers who've committed suicide. I know of a number in Maryland who died tragically young in their very active practice of law. So let me ask you guys some questions. Do you ever feel stressed or overwhelmed at work? Do you find the pressures of your job overwhelming and sometimes feel like you just can't take it anymore? Do you sometimes actually wonder why you chose the legal profession in the first place, given how you feel? And do you think you get enough support from your firm or your company in managing these terrible pressures? You know, our profession is under so much pressure, and it affects both the mental health and wellness of each of us, as well as the financial status of the law firm or the companies. And we're giving it more recognition now, this topic of wellness, and more publicity, but the problem not only still exists, it seems to be getting worse. We tirelessly advocate for the rights and well-being of our clients, but there's an irony that often goes unnoticed, and that's the perilous state of wellness within our profession itself. From billable hours to high-stake cases, demanding pressures from clients and partners, the legal world can be an unforgiving and really relentless arena. And it exacts a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health of each of us who navigate the stressful and intricate pathways of the legal profession. So what I'm going to do in this episode is shed light on the often overlooked problem of wellness in the legal field. But more importantly, I'm going to provide concrete steps to overcome these challenges. From strategies to combat burnout to fostering a culture of self-care, listen as I delve today into the pursuit of a healthier, more balanced legal profession for the benefit of the attorneys, the clients, the firms, the companies, and really society as a whole. So what is the problem? What is the state of wellness in our field? An article was recently published in the American Lawyer entitled, "Poor Mental Health Comes at a Staggering Cost to Law Firms." The article highlighted the following. Law firms are losing nearly $21.9 million in annual staffing costs due to poor employee mental health. Two, lack of senior leadership support for well-being and stress are drivers of mental health-related productivity loss in the firms. And three, associates in particular are at risk of burnout, with higher levels of stress and less faith in leadership commitment to their well-being. You know, the studies show that despite increasing interest and investment in well-being initiatives, mental health-related absences, attrition, and burnout continue to grow. Almost 50% of the employees reported taking time off from work in the last 3 months because of mental health challenges. And some of those who responded to the survey complained about a lack of senior leadership support for their well-being and wellness. 25% of those responding, those associates, reported they did not have enough energy to focus on what was necessary by the end of the week, and 20% felt emotionally depleted by their work. And the survey also suggested that the impact on law firms is dramatic. Law firms may lose as much as 10% of their annual staffing costs due to mental health-related circumstances, absenteeism, and attrition. And you know, I've had the occasion to speak to so many different lawyers, and I often hear about how stressed and overwhelmed they are, how hard they have to work, how stressed they feel, how frustrated, and particularly how little support they receive from their firms. And this problem is genuine, it's real. And I suspect most of us have seen how prevalent substance abuse can be in our profession. And many of you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, so I understand that. What are the causes of this dismal picture? Well, here are some of them. High stress levels. We often face intense pressure, tight deadlines, and high stakes cases, and the constant demand for precision, for accuracy, for perfection. And the fear of making any mistakes contributes to chronic stress and anxiety. Two, long working hours. Billable hour expectations create long workdays and late nights at the office. The relentless pursuit of billable hours results in a poor work-life balance, and it leaves so little time for relaxation, for self-care, for enjoying our family and friends. Three, competitive environment. Don't we all know how competitive our profession is? And it fosters a culture of rivalry and perfectionism. And the competition happens inside our firm and outside. It's competition with the other lawyers we're interacting with, but also in our own work environment. And that competitive atmosphere exacerbates the stress and anxiety levels we all feel. 4, emotional toll. We deal with emotionally charged cases with clients who are under incredible stress, and that can take a significant emotional toll on us. Compassion fatigue and vicarious trauma are everyday experiences in our profession. I practiced family law the last 15 years of my practice, and I had so many things, I was going to say dumped on me, that's unkind, shared with me by my clients that were very, very stressful. And I was able to do it. It didn't really bother me, but so many lawyers take those problems to heart and they're unable to continue handling cases such as contested custody cases because they have such compassion for their clients and can only take so much before they're burned out. 5, isolation. You know, we not only work sometimes alone on our cases, but we often feel isolated in our own office. We feel alone, as if we have no one to talk to, that our struggles, there's no one we can share them with. And that isolation can further make worse mental health issues. 6, stigmatization. You know, so often we feel like there's a stigma surrounding mental health issues in the legal profession. And I don't know if there is or if there isn't. You know, I certainly wouldn't judge someone who sought help for a mental health issue. But yet what matters is we often feel there's a stigma. And lawyers may hesitate to seek help due to fears of repercussions at work or being seen as weak. 7, a lack of work-life balance. You know, the demanding nature of our work makes it very hard for us to achieve a healthy work-life balance. And that imbalance creates burnout and affects our well-being. 8, financial pressures. You know, it's so strange, no matter how hard we work, and really no matter how much money we make, there never seems to be enough money to go around after paying our mortgage, our car lease, our student loans, maybe daycare. The burden of student loans, the expectation to maintain a particular lifestyle, add financial stress to many of our lives. Have you or anyone you know experienced any of these? High stress levels, long working hours, a competitive environment, emotional burdens from our cases, feeling isolated, worrying about how we'll be seen if we get support for a mental health issue, a lack of work-life balance, and financial pressures. I actually suspect some of you have experienced most of those because when I talk to lawyers, they're all so common. So what is the solution? Addressing these problems requires a multifaceted approach. You know, it's not up to only you to do what you can to take care of yourself. It's really a bigger issue. It's a profession-wide issue, and it requires changes in workplace culture, increased awareness and support for mental health, and individual strategies for self-care and stress management. Our profession is gradually recognizing the importance of addressing these challenges to foster a healthier work environment for each of us. But we have such a long way to go. You know, when I first got sober in 1991, it was a secret. No one really talked much about recovery or mental health then. And now we're at least giving voice to it. But sometimes I think we're just giving voice. We have much, much further to go. And eradicating or improving the problems related to wellness and mental health really requires a comprehensive approach involving various tools and strategies. And I'm going to share some tools and some measures that will help to address these issues on a profession-wide basis. The first is mental health resources. Law firms can provide improved access to mental health resources such as employee assistance programs, counseling services, and mental health hotlines to support lawyers in need. And their teletherapy has become, you know, a current thing now. It's much more available. And there are companies that will provide teletherapy to the firms. And I know in Maryland and in North Carolina, there's complementary mental health support that is provided through the Bar Association. 2, wellness programs. Firms and companies need to implement wellness programs focusing on stress reduction, mindfulness, and self-care. These programs can include yoga classes, meditation sessions, nutrition, and wellness workshops. 3, flexible work arrangements. And this is so important. Firms need to offer flexible work arrangements, including not only remote work options, but flexible hours. And I've spoken to other lawyers who have started running their own firm, and that's one thing they offer to their staff, flexible hours, to accommodate the personal and family needs of the staff who work there. And those flexible work arrangements can help each of you to achieve a better work-life balance. 4, mentorship and peer support. Firms and companies should establish mentorship programs and peer support networks within law firms and within bar associations. And those programs can provide guidance, a sense of belonging, and a safe space for discussing challenges. Lawyers need someone to talk to who can provide wise guidance. And some firms have mentorship programs, and they're very good. But I know the mentor often feels a bit of a conflict of interest between the duty to the law firm to get the associate to do as the firm wishes and a commitment to the mentee. And the mentee often doesn't feel it's a completely safe space to be completely honest. And that's why I started offering my own mentoring services, because I've seen how much my clients appreciate the ability to speak with me confidentially and privately in a way that is very safe for them. 5, training on stress management. Firms should incorporate stress management and resilience training, not only into firms, but even before that into law schools, and continuing legal education on stress management should be offered by our bar associations. We should be shown coping strategies and techniques to manage our stress more effectively. 6, and this is one of the most important, promoting work-life balance. Encouraging lawyers to set boundaries and prioritize work-life balance. You know, sadly, so many firms have a culture where that's simply not acceptable. The answer is always has to be yes, never I have too much on my plate, or I have a commitment with my family. But we need to create a culture that values well-being alongside professional success. But sadly, that's often not the case. 7, billable hour reform. How often does the billable hour model cause you stress? And it creates conflicts between the law firm and the associate, because associates often expected to bill a certain number of hours, even if he or she doesn't have enough work to fill that time. And it creates conflict between the lawyer and the client, because the client gets tired of getting bills as the matter drags on. It creates so much stress for the attorneys. We should consider alternatives to the billable hour model, such as value-based billing or other alternative fee arrangements, to reduce the pressure to bill excessive hours, and also to create synergy between the law firm, which will then be motivated to handle the files more quickly and efficiently, and the law firm and the client who's happier to not get so many bills. 8, regular check-ins. There should be regular check-ins between partners and attorneys to monitor workloads and mental well-being. There should be an open dialogue for discussing concerns and challenges. And the leadership of the firms need to start showing empathy towards the clients. 9, stigma reduction. So many lawyers feel stigmatized when they need to ask for support. I know in my work on the Lawyer Assistance Committee, that was one of our biggest hurdles. Folks were afraid to ask for help. We should promote awareness and education around mental health issues to reduce the stigma associated with seeking help. We should create a non-judgmental environment for those who need support. And you know, it's sad. If someone has multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's or blindness or something worse, we're very, very, very supportive, aren't we? We will do anything to help that person. But when they have a mental health issue, don't sometimes people feel judged for that? I know I've seen that. 10, peer assistance programs. We should develop peer assistant programs where experienced attorneys provide guidance and support to colleagues facing mental health challenges. And the lawyer assistance program is a great example of that. And most states have it, but I think we need to publicize it, get more support so that they can do their job better. 11, leadership training. And this is so important. How many lawyers have I talked to who talk about a toxic work atmosphere where they bring a concern to the managing attorney and the managing attorney uses profanity or throws papers on the floor? It's hard to believe, but I hear those stories. We need to train our leaders to recognize signs of mental health issues and to train them to provide appropriate support and resources. You know, too many law firm leaders become leaders because they were rainmakers or they won a big case or they had legal success, but they often lack the necessary training to be empathetic, wise, and supportive leaders. We need to give them that training. 12, monitoring and assessment. We need to regularly assess the mental health and wellness of our staff through surveys and feedback mechanisms. And we should use that data really tailor our support program, see what more support is needed. You know, this is really a serious problem, and addressing wellness and mental health issues requires a collective effort by the Bar Association, by the firms, by the firm leadership, and by the associates. If we implement these tools and strategies, we can work towards eradicating the challenges that impact the mental health and well-being of attorneys and staff. You know, we stand at a critical crossroads where the success of our firm and how much we enjoy our profession is intrinsically linked with the pursuit of well-being. And the problem of mental health and wellness in our profession is real and substantial. But the challenges we've talked about today are not insurmountable, nor are they really unique to our field, and they deserve our collective attention by everyone, by bar associations, by firms, by you, and a commitment to change. If we embrace a culture of self-care, if we foster the concept of resilience, if we demand reforms in our system and in our profession, we can dismantle the barriers that have long obscured the path to wellness in the legal world. You know, it's time to redefine success in law. Success shouldn't be determined solely by billable hours and courtroom victories, but by the health, the happiness, and fulfillment of those who tirelessly advocate in our profession. And the future of our profession lies in our capacity to heal itself, to support its practitioners, and to inspire a new generation of lawyers who understand that ultimately, justice begins with a well and resilient heart. You know how passionate I am about wellness in our profession. I've talked about it a lot. And I've realized that when I talk to lawyers, it's not just a problem for them. It's a problem of the profession. And we need to have a collaborative effort between the bar associations, the law firms, and each attorney to really foster a community, a profession, where our wellness and mental health matters and isn't judged by others, where there's support and awareness to make it work. I know I've talked to many of you who have your own struggles, and it's frustrating because you feel like you're helpless, that there's no one you can turn to. And my mission is to change that, to change our profession for the better. And if I can support any one of you, please reach out to me. And I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can schedule a call with me where we can chat about whatever's going on with you. Wherever you are, give voice to this issue, whether it's in a bar association committee or in a meeting of your firm. But speak up and be heard, because this is very, very important to you and to our profession. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening to me today. This is such an important topic. I wish you all a great day and a great week. And as always, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.